Anchor.
Hey everybody, it's March 28th, 2020. I am 2 hours late with this podcast. So I got into a heated argument with someone over cancel culture and freaking Lindsay Ellis. And whether she was in the wrong about her opinion or something. I still think she's kind of in the wrong, but I can see why people are saying she's in the right. I was basically comparing that new Disney movie about the dragon with Avatar: The Last Airbender, both about East Asian cultures, and like a lot of East Asian descendants got really pissed off, or so. Asian American people got really pissed off, or so. I don't know. I don't want to get into it because I cried a lot. So I had a good cry though. I had a good cry. I vented out my stress first through anger and then through crying. So it's the first cry I had since, good Lord, a while ago. But I needed that. I needed that. Cry over you. Cry over you. The Ever Given ship has been resurfaced, and everybody is just saying, put it back! We don't want... Oh, well. But, you know, I guess the Suez Canal is now, a canal, I guess. I don't know. The Suez Canal is, now Suezing, I don't know. Anyway, to... cry over you. There's also crying over you. There's also SNL tonight. SNL made a bad sketch about NFTs. SNL was basically an advertisement for NFTs, and they didn't go into any nuance about it. About how it's a glorified pyramid scheme, and that it's basically harmful to the environment because one NFT transaction takes more power than Europe does in an entire year. Or so, I don't know. It's bad, okay? It's really bad. And it's. They just didn't even bring it up. So I hope people do their research. Posted up my Tom Brokaw blog post to Reddit, and like there's a couple people that said, "Shut up! Nobody cares about your stupid blog," which is what I expect from Reddit, honestly. The Bristol race got postponed to Monday. Which is basically showcasing what a disaster it really is. Good Lord. Anyway. Crying over you. Of course, people like Eric Esep are saying, let's not blame NASCAR for the, NASCAR should have at least hinted at this, you know. Like, you know, NASCAR should have at least hinted that, hey, maybe we probably should have a Spring Bristol race in the rainiest part of the state of Tennessee in the rainiest season, which is spring, winter and spring. Oh, well. But yeah, it's flooding down there. Hope everyone down there is okay. And of course, there's already issues with the tires, so... So this could have been a, so... Obviously, this is acted like a, well, I guess it was like... I guess it's kind of like, Indianapolis 2008 and, Talladega, first Talladega race. Over you. Anyway. I recorded Saturday Night Live last night. It was an okay episode. During Weekend Update, there was an EAS call. There was an EAS alert. And I captured it. You know, I record Saturday Night Live. So I captured it and I... I tried to put it in Sony Vegas, but apparently, fucking Sony Vegas doesn't take MTS files, and it records an MTS file, so, I had to basically go to... So I basically had to file confer, once you think that was over, I was having frame rate issues, because turns out it was making it so, like, the frames were consistent with every second, so, and as such, in Sony Vegas, it made the audio not sync up with the video, which I hate, and the more you play, the worse it got. So, it was behind like 20 to 30 seconds. So, yeah, it was having some syncing issues. So I fixed that, and I finally got it converted, and I finally got the clip extracted, and all that crap. So when I uploaded it to YouTube, I got bopped for basically a copyright bot. NBC had basically said, hey, that's one of ours. You can't use it, even though, like, part of it was muted, and another part of it was, like, frickin' overrun by weather alerts, because, like, I was uploading it for the EAS alert, the fact that there was two EAS alerts going on at the same time. But, you know, you can't frickin' do that. You can't upload anything SNL-related unless you're NBC, apparently. You know, like, even if it's, like, something that wasn't meant to be related to SNL. So, I might upload it on Vimeo or on archive.org. I don't know which one, but, you know. Crying over you. Crying over you. Crying over you. This is the second time I had to, my video got taken down by NBC. The first time was around Halloween, and I got pissed off. Cause SNL, NBC blocked that video too. SNL Halloween, so that's really dumb. It's an automated system. It's what you expect, YouTube. You don't really get, like, I'm and I didn't want to dispute it, because, like, I'm not monetized, and, you know, I don't, I don't want to get in trouble with NBC, especially at this time, when there's less money than ever, and freaking, just sad. So, yeah, I'm not gonna get into it with NBC, because freaking, it's bad. So, that's how my life's been going lately. I had a really good cry. Yeah, it's, apparently, you know, people defending Lindsay Ellis are just saying, hey, it's just a movie, it's like, but like, you know, Asian people and Inuit people, they were really pissed off, so I'd, like, got to the point where I pulled the race card, they just refused to, you know, whatever. I don't know, it's just, it's like, I don't know, mate, it's... It was just a bad take. Oh, but it was just her opinion. It's just like, it's still a bad take, man. So, like, it's... she's just kinda... I don't know. And then, of course, she called, like, actual Asian Americans crazy. Getting bad over this, or so, I don't know, it's like, I guess I'd side with, like, Asian Twitter over this one, and especially Native Twitter. Like, you know, Native Twitter will kick your ass. Like, you compare them to, like, a movie or anything, and they will kick your ass. Like, and you'll probably deserve it. Yeah, you probably deserve it, you ignorant whore. Do your own fucking research. Then again, I'm as freaking white as... I'm as white as a neon sign. Then again, I'm as white... And again, I'm freaking neon white, so what do I know? And I just spent 3 keys. And feel bad. Feel bad. Feel bad. But I had double jump, so, like, what the fuck? Feel bad. Feel bad. That's it. 38 days left until the end of season 1. Bye for now.